Sedmá lekce, oddíl A.
Welcome to the City of 100 Spires.
At the centre of the square stands the Church of St. Nicholas, the largest Baroque church in Prague. On and around the square, there are numerous palaces, some of which are the homes of foreign embassies.
One of the most important pieces of 19th century Czech architecture. It is national in the truest sense of the word. It was paid for by the Czech people themselves, and the country's most important artists were invited to decorate it with their work.
When Peter Parler was given the job of building this bridge across the Vltava, he was just 24 years old. Charles IV, who asked Parler to do the work, also established a university, ordered the building of St. Vitus, and had most of the new town built. In the Baroque era, various artists were asked to create the statues you see along the bridge. There are 30 of them altogether. Touch the statue of St. John of Nepomuk for good luck. The towers at both ends of the bridge can be climbed for good views. At the lesser town end, there are steps leading down to the picturesque Camper Island.
This steep street leading up to the castle is lent its name by an important Czech writer who lived here, in the house at the Two Suns. Many of these Baroque buildings still have their original house signs. There are pubs and cafes here, and shops selling folk crafts and unusual gifts.
The most famous of the synagogues here, there are now only 6 of them, is undoubtedly the so-called Old New, the synagogue of Rabbi Löw, whom the Golem was created by. It is also one of the oldest synagogues in Europe. The old Jewish cemetery must be mentioned here too.
Visitors to Prague are advised to take at least a full day to explore this fascinating part of the city. Important sites include the Old Town Hall. All tourists are shown its world-famous astronomical clock, or orloj, the imposing Teen Church and the Baroque Church of St. Nicholas, the beautiful Gothic house at the Stone Bell, and the memorial to the Bohemian religious reformer Jan Hus. There are also plenty of beer halls and wine cellars waiting to be explored.
This huge complex of buildings tells the fascinating history of Prague and its people. It has been the seat of Czech kings, princes, and presidents. At its centre stands the imposing cathedral of St. Vitus. Its oldest surviving church is the Basilica of St. George. Other important monuments and sites include the old royal palace and Golden Lane.
One of the city's main shopping and entertainment areas. The square itself and the streets around it are full of shops, restaurants, casinos and cinemas. In front of the National Museum stands a statue of King Wenceslas on his horse.
The little houses here were built into the castle wall in the 16th century. During the First World War, the German-speaking Jewish writer Franz Kafka rented number 22. Most of the houses now contain galleries and souvenir shops.
All Czech children are told the ancient legend of Libuša. Ask a Czech friend to translate the story for you before you visit this beautiful and mysterious place. The cemetery near the church of Saints Peter and Paul is a true who's who of Czech culture. Famous people buried here include composers Dvořák and Smetana, artists Mucha and Myslbek, and writers Neruda, Čapek and Macher.
This imposing building, the crown of Prague Castle and the city's largest church, is impossible to miss. It has a long and complex history. The Gothic building that stands here today was begun by Charles IV in 1344. It is also of great historical importance to the Czechs. The nation's kings are buried here, and so is St. Wenceslas.
Your visit to Prague would be incomplete without a walk up to the top of this hill, where there is an observation tower, 299 steps, offering unforgettable views of the city. On your way, you will see the Hunger Wall. When Charles IV was king, the people of Prague were poor and hungry, and the city needed a wall. Charles had an idea. He had the wall built by his people in exchange for food. Everyone was satisfied. The poor were given work and bread. The city got its wall, and Charles saved money.
There used to be a royal palace on the spot where this Art Nouveau building now stands. fans of Alfons Mucha will appreciate the stunning interiors and should take a guided tour, or at least enjoy a coffee in one of the elegant cafes.